Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
Sir Elton bringing this back.
It's fine, the business thrives.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Felice and Michael Friedson. They're the founders of The Media Line. TheMediaLine.org is the website. I encourage you to check it out, folks. It's an amazing, outstanding American news organization, a news agency situated in the Middle East, covering the Middle East, domiciled in Jerusalem, Israel. Felice, Michael, thanks again for being here. Felice, the news of the month is the Emirate deal with Israel, which is starting to set the table for a new regime, a new era, really, a new era in the Middle East. I predict this is no big surprise. Bahrain and Qatar will follow. I predict that in a year, 5 years, Saudi Arabia will do the same thing. Kuwait will do that. Who knows? And it's all about putting Iran on the outside. I think the Palestinians are going to have to get in line, or they're going to be on the outside too. But you've got some breaking news, Felice. Tell us about that.
Well, I think the news of the day is the fact that Honduras is now going to be establishing its embassy in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem being important because it's only the United States and Guatemala that have embassies in Jerusalem. Other countries have their embassies in Tel Aviv, and as you know, this is always the sticking point,
right,
being Jerusalem as the capital. And I think it marks the next phase of who else is going to follow.
Let's remind people why that is. Because a lot of people don't realize Jerusalem is one of the three holy cities of Islam, right? Isn't that the sticking
Correct.
Point?
Well, yes, it's one
Medina,
of the
Mecca,
points,
and Jerusalem, and that's the issue. Go ahead now.
But Jim, also, it's part of the final agreement with the Israelis in terms of Jerusalem being the capital of a future Palestinian state.
Right.
So marketing Jerusalem has been a big issue.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So Honduras, good for them. Michael, my belief is that UAE, the Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, none of those folks over there in those small principalities, none of them do anything that isn't okay with Saudi Arabia. So whatever else you read, this was tacit, if not explicit approval by Saudi Arabia for the Emirates to make this deal with Israel. What do you think, Michael?
Well, that's a very sensible guess. And if you look at the byproducts of the early days of this new relationship, like overflights, planes being allowed to penetrate Saudi airspace, the little conveniences that they've allowed already sort of give proof to that idea that you just mentioned, that the Saudis are certainly there. For whatever reason, they are not ready to come out and do the big one like the UAE and Bahrain did, but it's going to become easier and easier for them to do so as each of the countries in the region do so.
Well,
now, when President Trump took office, I like to remind people that when we were talking about his plan for the Middle East, we pointed out that from day one, it was clear that he was not going to adopt the failed methodology of all of his predecessors,
yeah,
the old land for peace idea that just never got off the ground. He was starting out with the idea, as we read it at the time, and it turned out we were right. We were saying that he was looking to the predominantly Sunni countries of the Gulf region, looking to make small, if necessary, just token, any kind of agreement with Israel that he could. And as he'd line up one or two or three or four bilateral agreements like that,
mm-hmm,
the fee change would be so great that the Palestinian choice would be either come and swim with us or sink on your own. And
right,
that's proven to be prophetic. And
well,
I say it just to compliment the fact that it was not haphazard, but this seems to be true to his original plan.
Yeah, I think Saudi Arabia is gonna allow this to happen. They have allowed it to happen. They're going to continue to allow it to happen, see how it goes, because face is important to them, saving face, and they want to make sure it works.
Jim, it's even beyond that, 2030, beyond oil, the fact that they need to have other means to grow economy.
That's right.
They have to look towards the issues of Iran. There are many, many factors here, and also this is not happening in a vacuum. There are things that have been seeded for over a decade. There are all kinds of meetings that have happened clandestinely. You could really follow that trail, and it's quite fascinating.
Felice, I want to get to another point quickly before you guys go. The Obama-Biden administration was not a friend to Israel, no question. No, everybody knows that. They seem to be a friend to Iran, which perplexes me completely. If Biden gets elected president, do you see any changes in this direction that we're going in right now?
In terms of the deal or in terms of what?
In terms of future deals, in terms of isolating Iran and the Palestinians.
I think a lot of deals will not continue to move forward. I do. I think that's why I mentioned before the people to people. And if you can connect the people to the people, despite what's happening on the governmental level, you begin to open up the closed doors.
Well, there's a serious possibility that the new administration, based on what Kamala Harris is saying, will try to put the deal back in position, and that would be devastating.
Wow. That's
and not Michael's really, talking about the Iran deal itself.
People need to understand that. People need to know that, and I'm glad you guys are reporting on this. And Felice, you're predicting you're going to have a report for us pretty soon on some new developments, and we thank you for that. I've got to wrap it up, though. TheMediaLine.org, is that right?
It's TheMediaLine.org, and do sign up and do go to the site, and there's a daily you can get and lots more information that gives you context of the Middle East.
It's awesome, folks. An American news agency in the Middle East. Michael and Felice Friedson, they're the best. They'll be back another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.